on the slopes of Taiwu Ski Resort, 4 hours' drive north of Beijing. 13-year-old Hu Yunfeng is learning to ski. The resort is built on a mountain once home to a tiny farming village. Today, it's a bustling winter sports training ground, filled mostly with students like him.
I think it's cool. Nationally, we don't have many ski resorts. It looks awesome. I love skiing because it's fun and it barely snows in Beijing. It's exciting that snow is everywhere. I'd done skiing when I was little, and I still love it.
Hu Yunfeng is part of the first generation in China to grow up with skiing. Until recently, winter sports were seen as foreign and unaffordable. Now that's changing, thanks to a growing middle class and the excitement leading up to Beijing's 2022 Winter Olympics. Zhao Yang is the Taiwu Resort's ski training manager.
The change has been remarkable. After China's bid was successful, we've had more clients, especially from the Beijing area.
The Taiwu Resort is one of the Olympic venues in Chongli, the district which will host the 2022 Games. Visitor numbers to the district have increased 260% over the past 3 years, in line with a government plan to create a nation of skiers. By the time the Olympics come to Chongli in 2022, the Chinese government is hoping 300 million people across the country will have begun participating in winter sports. Almost $20 billion has been poured into Chongli's winter tourism. Local business owner and photographer Liu Zhuan is documenting the transformation.
It's hugely transformed. Before, Chongli was a small, poverty-stricken county.
Average income in the area used to be around $100 a month, one of the lowest levels in China. Liu Zhuan says residents now work to support the district's 7 new ski resorts.
Through ski tourism, the local employment problem was solved. A lot of the people who'd left to work in Beijing returned.
But there are worries the development is unsustainable. Olympic preparations continue, but the streets of Chongli are quiet. Meanwhile, ski resorts rely on artificial snow, churned out by machines at night. A consultant from Carving Ski, Benny Wu, says some businesses will struggle to survive once China's Olympic hype fades.
There are many people blindly pouring money into it, and some projects are bound to fail. But at the end of the day, it's all determined by the market.
So far, demand is high, foreign teachers making up for a shortage of local instructors. But with a low medal count at this year's Pyeongchang Games, China's winter sports have a long way to go. Zhao Yang dismisses the Olympic pressure, though, saying there are more important benefits to be gained from embracing winter sports.
We're not emphasizing the need to become a strong winter sports country. Ultimately, we just want our kids to participate more in outdoor sports for the sake of their health.
In Beijing, Katrina Yu, SBS News.